In a 5-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled two North Carolina congressional districts are illegal racial gerrymanders. This ruling upholds one issued last year by a lower court, and it could have wide-ranging implications. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The two districts in question are the first, located out east, and Charlotte's own 12th. Both had been drawn to be majority-minority districts. Republican lawmakers who drew those boundaries argued, in essence, two points. First, they drew the maps to comply with the Voting Rights Act, and second, they were drawing the map to gain a political advantage. The ruling by Justice Elena Kagan shows both arguments fell short with the Supreme Court. And there are some surprises in this ruling, says Rick Hassan, law professor and author of the Election Law blog. Not in the text, but the footnotes.
She seems to suggest that race and party overlap with one another in certain places, like North Carolina.
Because African-American voters overall tend to vote Democrat.
And therefore, when a state legislature passes a redistricting law with a partisan motivation that has a racial component to it, then that could constitute racial gerrymandering.
Last year, the General Assembly redrew the state's congressional district map after a lower federal court found the map was a racial gerrymander. Today's ruling simply upholds that case. However, those new maps are also being challenged in the Supreme Court, and this 5-3 opinion may affect a third North Carolina case before the High Court, one dealing with claims that more than 20 state house districts are also racial gerrymanders. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.